You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area. And as always for the segment, we're joined by local arts writer and blogger of a2artsaddict.wordpress.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And we have a very special guest, the new president of UMS, University Musical Society at the University of Michigan, Matthew Van Biesen. You've been on the job about 8 weeks now?
Yes, I started on July 1st. And first of all, it's great to be here with you, Lisa and Jen, and thank you so much for having me on.
How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, what's not to love about being in Southeast Michigan here, Ann Arbor, UMS, the University of Michigan, EMU, you know, everything that this area has to offer. And I consider myself to have one of the greatest arts jobs in America at UMS.
So tell us about the season opening show that UMS has coming up.
Well, UMS, I think, has done something really interesting in the past few years to create an opening event that's not the kind of traditional opening gala kind of event inside a concert hall, but really try to do something to engage the community. And this year, we have something very special, and I'd love to think that they planned this just for me because of my own background, but
it does feel that way. It's kind of strange.
And saying that, I spent 8 years as a professional French horn player in New Orleans with the orchestra there, but we have really royalty of the New Orleans piano world, and that is Henry Butler. He's going to be joined by Stephen Bernstein and his band, The Hot Nine, and they are going to be opening UMS's season on Friday, September 8th at the downtown Home and Garden at Bill's Beer Garden, which we were just talking about. Yeah. What is Bill's Beer Garden? Well, it's this incredible thing that they do at the downtown Home and Garden, and we really want everyone to come out and experience this.
What a fun night that's going to be.
I remember being a young musician in New Orleans. I was a classical musician, but we all went everywhere in New Orleans to hear every type of music imaginable. And I can remember there's a famous piano bar in New Orleans called the Maple Leaf, and Henry Butler would hold court there. And anybody who was an aficionado about great New Orleans pianists always made the pilgrimage to hear Henry Butler. So to have him here as part of our series is fantastic. But to be able to share it in a different type of environment with so many people here in the community is just wonderful.
UMS has another show in September. It's a theatrical production of the Payne's Plow and Pentabus Theater Company called Every Brilliant Thing. Could you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, you know, UMS is everyone, I think, you know, having come from the outside and coming from an organization like the New York Philharmonic, everyone in the music business and in the performing arts knows the quality of UMS's programming that they offer. But, you know, what they don't know as much about is the range of companies that UMS engages and brings here to Ann Arbor. And this is a perfect example. I mean, you know, UMS has had these unbelievable residencies with the Royal Shakespeare Company. And,
right,
of course, we have the Théâtre de la Ville from Paris coming later this fall. But to have Johnny Donahue come and do this small work called Every Brilliant Thing, that really deals with some very personal, some very tough issues around suicide, the whole exploration of one person about why their life is worth living. We love this idea of really great theater and compelling theater, but also, you know, dealing with real issues that people sort of face in their life. So I've not actually seen this work. I wasn't part of the programming team who put this season together, yeah, but I know enough about this commission by Payne's Plow and Johnny, and I know that this is going to be a great work in and of itself. And then we will do a lot of other community work around this and working as part of National Suicide Prevention Week.
Yeah, from the description, it sounds like this is about a young boy whose mother tries to commit suicide. And so he comes up, that's where Every Brilliant Thing comes in, is he comes
right
up with this list of things that are worth living for.
Yeah.
And of course, as a kid, it has ice cream and things like that. But it also kind of really tries to examine the issue of depression and suicide,
yeah,
from a very personal standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, there's a real social issues, obviously, there. And I think it's a very personal work, and I love that we as a company believe in not only large-scale things, but very smaller, intimate very personal type of work like this. So yeah. I think this will be a very special presentation.
Yeah. I received this lovely catalog at home for the upcoming season, and I know you're new on the job. Can you, and you shouldn't have favorites, but what are you most excited about coming up this 2017-18 UMS season?
Well, there's an orchestra that I kind of know well on this season, and so it's cool for me personally to have what I call affectionately my former band, the New York Philharmonic, here. You know, I mentioned Théâtre de la Ville from Paris. To have a company of that stature doing Camus and actually, you know, the work is The State of Siege, and mm-hmm. somehow feels appropriate right now in this, in these crazy times in which we live. I love that we're having the Netherlands Dance Theater come. This is one of the great, interesting, modern, contemporary dance troupes of the world. You know, we have great chamber music. We obviously have great jazz. We have Dave Holland coming. We have, you know, McLaughlin. I mean, it's really such a rich season. So for me, it's a chance to, having experienced UMS, you know, kind of from afar before, this will be a great opportunity for me to kind of experience the full cycle of all this incredible programming.
Matthew Van Biesen, the new president of UMS, kicking off his first official season of, I'm sure, what will be many, many more at UMS. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul. Jen, we just have a brief time left. Let's run down some of the other things happening. The ARC has a French acoustic guitarist coming to town.
Indeed. He's coming on Thursday, August 31st at 8 p.m. to the ARC. He was named Best World Music Guitar Player by the readers of Guitar Player magazine in 2008. So this might be something you want to check out, particularly if you're a guitar aficionado.
Again, that is coming up. Pierre Ben-Suzan coming up at the ARC on Thursday, August 31st. What else do you have, Jen?
The ARC's also presenting. They're having it at the Michigan Theater because obviously these two artists are pretty big names. Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band will be playing at the Michigan Theater on September 10th at 7:30. So there's a lot of fans of both those musicians around here that won't want to miss that.
Michael Jewett plays them on his show during the Blues Time every day, and it's Joe Taboni's theme song. So we're very excited about that. Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra's got a program coming up?
Yes, they have a, the season opener for them is called Broadway Bernstein Bravissimo. And they have West Side Story Overture, they have the Candide Overture, as well as selections from some of the most kind of famous classic operas. So that looks like a really fun program. That's September 6th at 8 p.m. at Hill Auditorium.
And speaking of classics, Arlo Guthrie's coming to town?
Yes, as part of the Regeneration Tour. Arlo Guthrie's father, Woody, had this kind of vision about forming a family band. And kind of in the spirit of that, Arlo Guthrie is traveling with members of his family in this tour. And he's actually going to be at the ARC for two nights, September 27th and 28th at the ARC.
Lots going on. Jen McKee, local blogger for a2artsaddict.wordpress.com. Thanks for joining us. And again, the new president of UMS, Matthew Van Biesen, making his premier appearance on Art and Soul. We very much appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.